Didn't say that.
Lifted up his soul unto humanity, nor sworn deceitfully,
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
And righteousness from God for salvation.
This is the generation of them that seek him.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A reading from James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. But he also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. A reading from Matthew chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes and ears and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still preserves them. Also clothing and shoes, meat and drink, house and home, wife and children, fields, cattle, and all my goods, that he richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. And defends me against all danger, and guards and protects me from all evil. And all this purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me, for all which it is my duty to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.
Thank you.
Especially preparation to meet Jesus when he comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. This begs the question, are you ready to be judged? And if not, how do you get prepared? By listening carefully to the preaching of God's word and confessing your sins. Isn't this what God caused St. Matthew to write for our learning this evening? The scripture shows us that God himself prepared the hearts of men for the first coming of his Son by the preaching of John. So too, the Lord now prepares us for the second coming of his Son by causing us to meditate upon the preaching of John. We do not have a long and meticulous sermon written for us to consider. It is short, but it is not so sweet for itching ears. John's preaching is summarized with only a few words. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We can learn some things from John's preaching, and perhaps modern preachers ought to take their cue from him. First and foremost, John takes sin seriously. He knows sinners cannot stand in the judgment of God, and if they try, they will be condemned. Thus, he calls everyone who came to him to repent. He says the same to you and me. How can he do that? He doesn't even know us. He doesn't know how often you go to church, how much you give, and how much you do for your family and other neighbors. Or maybe he does. Maybe he knows how often you and I fail to do those things or do them merely out of habit, or in order to be seen by men. Maybe he knows you better than you do, not because he personally knows you or sees all things like God, but because he knows the sin that dwells in the hearts of men and is not trying to protect your reputation and pride. John knows we are sinners, and that even the most pious among us sin and do so daily nonetheless. He is not shocked by this because he is one of us and well acquainted with his own transgressions. On the other hand, he doesn't condone or tolerate it either. He is not permissive like so many fathers and pastors are today. He does not say anything like, "Do your best and God will understand the rest." He looks us right in the eye with the utmost love and says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Don't let John's preaching fall on your ears and have no effect on you. Consider your life in light of the commandments and the duties that belong to your station in life. What sins do you need to repent of? It does you no good to hear preaching if you don't repent and confess your sins. John's preaching is direct, and his call to repentance applies to each one of us, but we are not easily inclined toward repentance. Instead, we are prone to overlook our own sins and insist that we are righteous while keeping our favorite sins for ourselves. It is easy to say we are sinners, but we must believe it and not be like those of whom the psalmist wrote, "Nevertheless, they flattered God with their mouth and they lied to him with their tongue. for their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were they faithful in his covenants. True repentance is not merely saying that we are sinners, but being sorrowful over our sin, repenting of it, trusting Christ who shed his blood to atone for our sins, and asking for God's help that we might amend our sinful ways. That is, in fact, one of the reasons that I much prefer the rite of private confession to the corporate rite at the beginning of the divine service, because in the private rite, it asks the penitent about the repentance, and they say, I am sorry for all of this, and I want to do better. Certainly the corporate rite that we have isn't wrong, but we do kind of fall into this temptation that I get to do whatever I want, and then I come to church and I say this thing, and I'm always forgiven, and sometimes repentance and examination goes by the wayside. Even though we know that we should amend our sinful lives, we all too often think that we have good reasons for the sin we have committed, or somehow excuse ourselves for what the law says about us, or think we can repent later. This is all bad enough, but then we turn around and apply a different standard to others, so that we may be found grumbling against one another, having examined the speck in our neighbor's eye, while not being offended by the log in our own. John's preaching cuts through all of this and will make us repentant if we take it to heart. It will lead us to hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God by showing us that we don't have in ourselves the righteousness God requires. John not only says that we need the righteousness of God, but also says the time is short to get it. Notice there is an urgency in his preaching. For he doesn't say, repent, for Christ is coming someday, make sure you get ready eventually. He says, the Christ is near. How do you want to meet him? It's not if, or maybe, but when. And John is urgent. He says there isn't time to go on sinning. There isn't time to repent later. The judge is at the gate. The time for repentance is now, because God hasn't promised tomorrow. Now is the time of grace, so seek it while it may be found. The Lord hasn't promised tomorrow, but he has promised to be merciful and gracious with those who repent, just as the psalmist wrote, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise. John's preaching doesn't only turn people away from sin, but directs them to Jesus because he alone saves. Repentance is not just about doing the right thing or stop doing the wrong thing. It's turning away from sin and the way that leads to death to Christ, who is our very life. John directs our hearts to Christ. He doesn't say, turn from sin, live a holy life, that you might merit a place in heaven for yourself. No, he says, sinners can't win heaven for themselves. Yet John is also the one who saw Jesus and proclaimed to those who repent, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The kingdom of heaven is near indeed. John pointed to Christ. John confessed Jesus and did not deny. John knew his ministry was to prepare hearts for Christ so that they might receive him with repentance and faith. John says, this is the one we have been waiting for, whose sandals I am not even worthy to untie, let alone baptize. He is the one who has come righteous and having salvation. He is the one who is truly good, who has kept all the commandments from his youth and pleased God by his works. For at his baptism, the heavens opened and the Father declared, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This one has the righteousness that God requires. Jesus sanctified the waters of baptism for us. He came out of it bearing our sins and carrying our awful load away from us. He was tempted as we are, yet remained without sin.
He was innocent, but out of love for us, he carried our guilt and shame to the cross, where he suffered the wrath of God for us, reconciling us to the Father, just as the Holy Spirit inspired St. Paul to write of it. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So that is how you must regard yourselves and your sins. Reconciled to God, and your sins already paid for. In Christ, your sin is atoned for, and you are forgiven. But I don't know you that well. How can I know that is true for you? Same way John knew that you were a sinner. God's word says so. The death of Christ wasn't for some and not others. It is for all men, even miserable sinners like you and me. For St. Paul wrote of it. He doesn't need to know you personally to know that it applies to you, because he knows what the death of Christ is and what it has accomplished for all men. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. He is our righteousness. You are baptized in him. To those who believe, he is given the right to become children of God, and so you are. You are able to stand in the judgment of God because of Christ, just as the psalmist wrote, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." What shall we conclude from all of these things? First and foremost, we must believe that because of Christ's work on the cross, the preparation of our hearts through the preaching of John and the pastors God has sent to his beloved children, that we are made ready for our Lord's return when we confess our sins and receive the holy absolution. So yes, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, but also be of good cheer, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so we look forward to our Lord's coming, because on that day, not only will we not be condemned, but we will be vindicated and exalted before the world, because the Lord does not look at our sins. He has already poured out his wrath against them on the cross. As for us, we are covered in the blood of Christ, and the judgment of God passes over us. We are presented holy and righteous through faith in God's Son. And so perhaps Jesus did not promise us tomorrow here on earth, but he has promised us something far better: eternal life with him and all of his saints. He has promised not just one more day, but the resurrection of our bodies, everlasting joy and peace that will never end. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Mm-hmm. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you, the forgiveness of all your sins. Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, the life everlasting, depart in peace. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. 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 Body of Christ given for you.
Take, drink.
Body of Christ given for you.
Right, what we'll see.
Body of Christ given for you.
Jesus Christ.
Body of Christ given for you. 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 Body of Christ given for you.
This is the true blood of the living Savior, Jesus Christ, shed in mission. All your sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you all your sins.
Blood of Christ shed for you, the forgiveness of all your sins. Blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless and keep you. what Christ shed for you, the forgiveness of all your sins. What Christ shed for you, the forgiveness of all your sins. What Christ shed for you, the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, to life everlasting. Heart and peace.
Amen.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
have mercy upon us.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
hear us.
O God the Father in heaven,
have mercy upon us.
O God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy upon us.
Be gracious to us.
Serve us, O
Lord. Be gracious to us.
Help us, O Lord.
From all sin.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all error.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all evil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From the crafts and assaults of the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sudden and evil death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From war and bloodshed.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sedition and rebellion.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all calamity by fire and water.
Good Lord, deliver us.
And from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation.
Help us, O Lord.
By your holy nativity.
Help us, O Lord.
By your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Help us, O Lord.
By your agony and bloody sweat.
Help us, O Lord.
By your cross and passion.
Help us, O Lord.
By your precious death and burial.
Help us, O Lord.
By your glorious resurrection and ascension.
Help us, good Lord.
And by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our prosperity.
Help us, good Lord.
In the hour of death.
Help us, good Lord.
And in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you.
To hear us, O Lord God.
And to rule and govern your holy Christian church.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word and in holy living.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To send faithful laborers into your harvest.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise up those that fall and to strengthen those who stand.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us,
to give all nations peace and concord.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Preserve our country from discord and contention.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to our nation perpetual victory over her enemies.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To direct and defend our president and all in authority.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
And to bless and keep our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To behold and succor all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To protect all who travel.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To preserve all women in the perils of childbirth.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To set free all who are innocently imprisoned.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To defend and provide for all fatherless children and widows.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
And to have mercy upon all men.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give and preserve to our use the fruits of the earth.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
And graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ.
Hear us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us.
O Christ.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
God of peace, sanctify us holy and preserve blameless our whole spirit, soul, and body until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.